Hello, my friends, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, from the SMA Media Center in Ndola, in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. We learn today that we get our redemption through the mercy of God. Not so much our adherence to what we have invented as our rules and regulations. This was the mistake of the Jews. They ignored God and made it their divine right to invent laws so that they might lead their people into God's favor. This is still happening today. We have our rules, unwritten rules, and unwritten regulations that we think, and maybe our authorities as well think, that they will lead us into great success and popularity, if not God's kingdom. This leads to a lot of suffering and unnecessary torture of people who find it hard to keep these man-made rules and regulations, and therefore they develop this inferiority complex, saying that they can never measure up. And it's hard to identify which are our rules, which are society's rules, and which are God's rules. As a result of popular rules, we may feel that we are ugly because society, and particularly the media, has a certain image that we all should live up to. As a result, we may hate ourselves by the way we are. Our schooling has created certain subjects that we must excel in, otherwise we will be known as dunces or failures. Many people who became famous have had hard times before they blossomed and could have led them down the road of failure and self-destruction. Albert Einstein, the great mathematician, being one example. He left school early. He was slow in speaking as a child, and it all looked like doom and gloom for him. But what a great asset to the whole world he became. Sadly, there are many people who never overcome these terrible man-made rules, or self-made rules, in fact, and live in total anonymity and silent desperation. The good news is that God loves each and every one, no matter what. And love changes everything. God's love changes everything, especially. Real love, that it is. We learn that we are of value and that God has a purpose for us all, each and every one. We have a mission and we should never let anyone discourage us. And we have a mission as Christians to help those who suffer from inferiority complexes. Each community can help to become aware of those who suffer this way. And maybe within ourselves too, to fight the demons of self-hatred so that we may learn and blossom in the great love that God has for us, shown in the great sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. The job of the shepherd is to mind the sheep, to protect them and to lead them into pastures that they can eat and be healthy. The bad shepherd doesn't care about his sheep and runs away as soon as he sees danger. Looking at what we are saying today in the light of the rules and regulations that we make up for ourselves and that society makes for us, we can see that these rules are like the wolves that attacked the sheep and scattered them. The shepherd should protect them. All of us who knows that God loves us and has redeemed us through his death and resurrection have a duty to protect those who have been attacked by the harmful rules and self-made regulations. The shepherd protects them through his or her willingness and availability to drive or chase away these wolves, to comfort and to be available for them when the need arises. So, if we see in our communities those who are down-spirited and afraid and burdened with self-hatred, we as shepherds will help where we can through compassion and love. Like Jesus, who tended to the people even though he wanted to rest, he made himself available. Pope Francis, on the 3rd of June 2016, at the Jubilee of Mercy for Priests at St. Peter's Square, on the Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, said, and I quote, "Christ loves and knows his sheep. He gives his life for them, and no one is a stranger to him. His flock is his family and his life. He is not a boss to be feared by his flock, but a shepherd who walks alongside them and calls them by name." If you read John chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, you will see evidence of this. He wants to gather the sheep that are not yet of his fold as well. No one is excluded from his heart. His prayers are his smile. With a father's loving gaze and heart, he welcomes and includes everyone. And if at times he has to correct, it is to draw people closer. He stands apart from no one, but is always ready to dirty his hands. The good shepherd does not wear gloves. As a minister of the communion that he celebrates and lives, he does not await greetings and compliments from others, but is the first to reach out, rejecting gossip, judgments, and malice. He listens patiently to the problems of his people and accompanies them, sowing God's forgiveness with generous compassion. He does not scold those who wander off or lose their way, but is always ready to bring them back and to resolve difficulties and disagreements. He knows how to include everyone. End of quote. May God help us to be such shepherds. May we know his love and compassion firstly, and may God help us to shepherd others who need to know his love and compassion. Wishing you a peaceful and beautiful Sunday and a blessed week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Ndola, in Zambia, signing off now and praying for you all that you may stay protected and well in God's love and compassion.